mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're talking to investigative journalist. She produced the PBS documentary Diamond Empire. She's written the book Glitter and Greed. We're talking about the world diamond monopoly run by the Oppenheimer family through their cartel De Beers, the mercenaries, the CIA, how diamonds, 1 carat diamond is really about $5, and they have giant warehouses full of huge containers of them. This is all public, but the average person has no idea what's going on, and it's the same for oil or the narcotics or all of this. It's all run by the globalists, and she was just getting into the Rothschilds and all these other big families that are on the board of De Beers. The things that are happening. And then we were talking to Leon in Texas, who was researching history and kept finding another one of these big cartel families involved in mining, involved in other overthrows of other governments around the world. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Leon.
I'll keep it short. Pancho Villa's Division of the North started about October 1913. In Chihuahua State, northern Mexico. And they wound up, by December of 1914, in possession of Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the medical train for Pancho Villa's Division of the North was organized by a guy named Dr. Husk. And Dr. Husk was the chief medical officer for American Smelting and Refining Corporation. So, this isn't anything new, this stuff in Africa. This has been going on forever.
Yeah, that's what we talked about.
It's called imperialism,
Yeah, thanks for the call. Well, that's the whole point, is that these same families run around overthrowing countries, or if somebody takes over a country they want, they move in and take it over. To continue this monopoly. Any comments on that, Janine?
It's happening again. But I thought something is coming up. You might have wondered why my diamond film hasn't been seen again in the United States. I mean, it should have been seen several times. And everyone remembers it because it's the only great investigation the cartel's ever had. But it's not been shown because WGBH in Boston was intimidated by threats from De Beers. And so the film now cannot be got from WGBH in Boston, my film. So my film has effectively become an underground film only available from my website. And this is quite shocking. It's just, some companies give in to the tobacco cartels, and now my diamond film has been, not because my film has been found guilty, it hasn't. It hasn't been found libelous. Nothing's been found inaccurate about it, but they've forbidden the sale of my film in the States.
And again, a 1 carat diamond out of South Africa, $5, and then by the time somebody buys it here in Austin, Texas, $5,000, that's quite a markup.
It's a markup, and that's why they don't want people to know about it.
And as you said in the last hour, Janine, their business isn't diamond mining. It is the monopoly over the diamonds.
Their business is control the market, ration them out one by one onto the market. A customer comes and they say, is there anyone like this in the world? It's worth $5,000, $6,000, $8,000. But behind their back, they've got another 1,000 of them. Next customer, and they bring us another one. Is there anyone like it in the world? And they sell that one to the naive customer. And it carries on like this. And De Beers calls it duck feeding. It's like feeding ducks with diamonds. They're a really arrogant company.
They're laughing at you. And again, this is a microcosm of the rest of the economy. It's not communist. It's not fascist. It's command and control. It's about controlling markets. That's what globalism is about. These cartels running the planet. We'll come back, take a few more calls for our guest, Janine Roberts, joining us from her boat off the coast of England. We'll be right back.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've always hated bullies. I've always disliked scam artists. Those that engage in unjust weights and measures. Diamonds are really semi-precious stones. Diamonds are plentiful. Huge mines have been found all over the planet. But people are paying tens of thousands of dollars for their wedding rings, their engagement rings. And you'll still go out. You'll still have to have it because of the marketing campaign. And then they send in mercenaries and killer forces, admittedly, to go in and take over countries where people are mining diamonds and not paying the beers they're cut or going through them. And you sit there and you put up with this, my friends. And it was set up, of course, by Cecil Rhodes, who was the architect of the current New World Order system we live under. We have huge diamond mines in this country that are shut off for environmental reasons. No one's allowed to have them. This is about the artificial scarcity that has been manufactured. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air with our award-winning guest, Janine Roberts, the documentary filmmaker of Diamond Empire and the book Glitter and Greed. And her website is www.sparkle.pluf.com. Go ahead, Mike, you're on the air from Arizona.
Hello, Ms. Roberts.
Hi.
I was wondering, have you traced the course of the diamond through the rest of the market? Where is the markup made? Is it by De Beers? Or what do the wholesalers pay?
The vast amount of markup is at De Beers. Some of the other merchants at the lower down are only getting 5% on quite low markups. But retailers quite often put 100% on.
Okay, so let's get this straight. And this is admitted, folks. My family's been low level in this business just because we lived in Dallas. My dad was friends and went to college. with some of the Bull brothers from South Africa. So I've known about this since I was a little kid. $5 for a 1-carat quality diamond out of a South African mine, and then by the time De Beers sells it, it's a couple $1,000, and then a little bit of markup, 5% markup on the transfer, and then by the time he gets to the store, another doubling in the markup, you pay $5,000. Is that accurate?
That's about right. Yeah,
right.
The big markup right at the end of the retail, and there's a gigantic markup at De Beers.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Mike, you're asking good questions. Any other questions for her? Because, this organization, she's saying Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, British royalty, these are the people all right at the core of this system.
Yeah, and I'm sure these are people right at the apex of the New World Order pyramid, too. This is where the vast wealth is. It's no coincidence that Cecil Rhodes, of course, went to South Africa to control the gold and the diamond mines there, and set up the Rhodes scholarship.
But does this anger you? I mean, most people already know diamonds are a monopoly, but this is the scam they're running on us.
Well, if women are foolish enough, and unfortunately my wife is included in there to go for that, she knows full well that pubic zirconia is just as attractive and almost indistinguishable even by professional jewelers without pretty sophisticated equipment. But she will settle for nothing less than a real diamond.
It goes both ways, because you get De Beers adverts saying, "You, the man, know to think big. How much should you spend on a diamond? 3 months' salary is a good guide."
Mm-hmm.
So it encourages the men to buy these for women as well.
And then meanwhile, and I'm not going to lie, I bought my wife a big diamond ring when we got married. It's seen as value, and it's a ritual. It's a part of the cultural experience and the ingrained pattern, to give your female, a sparkling gem. But the point is that do you want to be ripped off? And I'm never going to be part of this again. I've known about it my whole life. I still do it. Why do we all do it?
Yeah.
That the British royal family, the last two royal weddings, engagements, they didn't have a diamond engagement ring. They gave a different gem. Because they're inside, they know these things.
But this story is very helpful because for the men out there, this gives us ammunition to turn around and explain to the women that you're not getting something of lasting value, something that's going to appreciate with time. It's just a scam, really.
Well, it is a big fat scam.
Absolutely. People are trapped by the advertising. It's all... You don't want an unnatural stone, do you? You want a natural stone.
Well, if you're going to give your wife something that's really valuable, wouldn't that be an emerald or a ruby?
They're better. Definitely better. I actually prefer them, too. And that's just my personal taste.
Well, aren't they actually much more precious than diamonds?
They are more precious. They're rarer than diamonds. Much rarer than diamonds. And they don't have the same racket working in the trade.
Yeah, so that's why they don't have the big advertisements for emeralds
and
rubies.
No, it's because diamonds are relatively common that they can run such a big racket. I trace diamonds all over the world. They move on the same path internationally as armaments, drug trade. They moved out. There's so many secret paths. I was tracking them down. I was finding the Swiss recording. Most of their diamonds came from England. And the English customs were recording that they didn't send any hardly to Switzerland. And, you just find that there's so much secretive nature of this trade.
Well also, I want to go, it's the intelligence agencies. Cecil Rhodes founded the Round Table Group, which founded the OSS, which founded the CIA, and which controls narcotics.
And your last caller mentioned that, the Oppenheimer's also got control over the gold in South Africa. And that's true. They've also got control over most of the stock exchange in South Africa. And it's really put the South African government under a very difficult situation, because if they talk of doing anything about it, they can have a run on the stock exchange in South Africa.
I've got a question for you, and I'm sure Mike might want to comment on this. You talked about the Oppenheimers bragging, De Beers bragging, their cartel calling us ducks. They're duck feeding the mindless ducks with the diamonds. Where do you get these comments from where they arrogantly laugh at us?
that comment came from a diamond merchant. I talk to a lot of people in the diamond trade because, believe it or not, there are quite a lot of diamond merchants that are very upset by what's happened to their industry, and they want it purified. They want it cleaned. And I'm... My website's listed on some diamond merchants' websites. They direct people to talk to me. That's the diamond company that values diamonds for the Republic of South Africa. They believe I'm not telling the whole truth because I'm not telling enough. They said, if you only knew, Jan, you're only telling the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more happening that you know, it's just...
And then the globalists also use these diamonds for their own clandestine operations, just like they use narcotics money from all of this. Now they're going to make having diamonds that aren't their diamonds a crime. Mike, anything else?
I'm curious. I'm not sure how much you know about the history of South Africa, but when South Africa and Rwanda were all being turned upside down, the white governments thrown out for favor of communist governments, De Beers and these companies seem to come through pretty much unfazed. Is that prima facie evidence that these companies were behind these revolutions, or?
Well, the really upsetting thing, I've got several chapters of the book about the wars in Africa showing the link to diamond trade. After the end of colonization, around the 1960s, one of the first countries to become a democracy was Ghana, shortly followed by the Congo. In both cases, governments were elected that were democratic, and in both cases, the countries were overthrown, and in both cases, the overthrow was connected to the diamond industry.
And they used communists to do their dirty work.
I think there was a lot of conning here. People being called communists who weren't communists.
No, I understand that.
President Nkrumah of Ghana was telling President Kennedy, look, I'm no communist. I just believe I need to talk to both sides to make my own mind up. So I'm talking to the Russians, but I'm also talking to you, and I'm all for democracy. But I'm just talking to them, that's all. See what they've got to say for themselves.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you.
What Ghana did was they took the diamonds away from De Beers. They said, why should an apartheid regime be marketing diamonds? And they set up in a city called Pra, near Accra, their own independent diamond market.
Well, let me ask you a
Shortly
question.
Shortly after this, you had this diamond merchant arrive from Fifth Avenue, Templesman, and shortly after that, you had a coup organized through Morris Templesman's office against this democratically elected president.
Well, let me bring something up current. Margaret Thatcher's son was just arrested in South Africa. Now, heard it on the nightly news, but they're even admitting it, connected to the CIA in there trying to overthrow countries.
Oh, God. I know this guy. The son's been infamous. If you've been an investigative journalist like me for 30-odd years, Mark's name has surfaced all over the place. It was in Chile during the time of the dictatorship in Chile. He's been connected to arms deals, allegedly, all over the place, and we've all been trying to find out more what he was doing, what he was up to.
All right.
And that's been for a long time now, a long track record.
All right. Mike, thank you for the call. We're going to come back and take other people's calls. I'm going to let our guest go. And Janine Roberts, thank you so much for coming on. The book, Glitter and Greed. You also have the video, Diamond Empire, on your website. Can folks get Glitter and Greed in major bookstores?
Yeah, you can get it in the major bookshops. And it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all those as well. And it's just got reviewed in England as in the Independent newspaper as enthralling and truly brilliant. And the product of hair-raising research.
That's right. And again, you got beat up. And the next day, lawyers come and try to grab the footage. I mean,
it was the whole lot. It was just, I mean, I was critical afterwards. I had a complication. I got blood clots. I was told I was on the critical list for 2 weeks at the hospital.
All right. Janine Roberts, thank you so much for your courage and for exposing the New World Order, one of their favorite little operations they're running to basically bilk and suck off the...
Yeah, no, please get the book. It's got so many stories in it. It's been 10 years research I put into this.
All right. Well, you're one of the premier experts.
Yeah, it's got lots of in different countries with these diamond merchants trying to get the truth out.
Yes. Thank you for joining us, and take care.
Okay, and it's really good to talk with you.
Good talking to you. What a lady, folks. Really nice person. Joining us from her boat off the coast of England via cell phone. We'll be back.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, John and Fred and Maggie and Rich and everybody else, we're going to get to your calls. Got a ton of news about Patriot Act 2 with the supranational ID card being passed in the Senate, adding all the horrible provisions, could be passed in the House any day now. Just massive news about the tyranny. Just incredible. And I want to go to your calls right now, but why did I spend the last hour and 20 minutes on the diamond trade? Because it's like everything else. Here's this world-renowned expert, you know, produced this huge TV show, has written this best-selling book, being beat up, being attacked. Her film's been out for 6-7 years. They never sued her. They just threatened her. And it's all admitted. And your diamond you paid $5,000 for cost them $5. The things are just laying all over the place in giant piles. And it's, but the average person, that's ridiculous. Okay, just go ahead and be ripped off. It's like everything else with this New World Order. It's sickening. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
The diamond cartel sounds a lot like the petroleum cartel. Gasoline costs 5 cents a gallon in Iraq, $2 a gallon here, and $5 a gallon in Europe.
I actually read in a Wall Street Journal article a few years ago to put a gallon into an entire 50-gallon drum, it cost them 2 cents.
Well, we've got oil wells gushing out of the ground here in Knoxville, Tennessee, with 100% drill rate, success rate. So, you know, it's black gold, Texas tea, Tennessee tea. It's everybody's tea.
Again, it's just like De Beers. It's all about having a monopoly and advertisements about artificial scarcity with all the little propaganda minions out spouting it.
Well, changing the subject, you mentioned that a campaign office of Bush and Cheney was allegedly hit by a drive-by shooting in Knoxville, Tennessee, yesterday. Last month, a retired FBI agent was promoted to Knoxville's chief of police. He's never been a police officer before, and now he's in charge of 500 cops. Now, you've reported that the FBI was caught bombing the World Trade Center in 93, confessed in court documents on audio tapes by their informant, who they paid $1 million to make the bomb and blow it up. Then, of course, the FBI, you know, machine gunned all the Christians at the Waco church and was involved in Oklahoma City and 911. So I'm thinking this thing in Knoxville's got at least a 50-50 chance of being an Operation Northwoods bogus terror event.
Well, I know Operation Northwoods calls for that, so the official government plan.
Well, they're trying to call this, they're saying it might be a hate crime.
Well, it might have been some, you know, drunken idiot Democrat. I mean, but this thing in Orlando where a bunch of Democrats run in laughing and scribble something on a poster and dump letters of people that don't like Bush on the floor, and they're now saying it may be terrorism.
I think it sounds like a provocateur type thing. Sounds a bit too over the top. So I would highly suspect that they had something to do with it, or just made the whole thing up and just report it, because the media here.
Well, that's the problem.
Likes to do that.
Yeah, that's the problem. We've got a criminal government. You don't know what to believe. Thanks for the call, John. Fred in Philadelphia, you're up next. Go ahead, Fred.
Alex.
Yes.
I want to endorse that caller from Texas. Point about the Guggenheims and the fact that the book I'm reading a book about. Zapata, and there was a company that had more than 80% of Mexico's mining fields before the Mexican Revolution. You had also the phenomenon in Mexico of debt slavery. You had people that could not support themselves after they were kicked off their land, and they had to then work for whatever was offered, which was not enough to stay alive unless they borrow.
Yeah, and that's what they've done all over the globe, and that's what they're going to do here, where, you have bad credit, so you've got a yellow rating on your national ID card. You've got to go work 10, 20 hours a week for a designated corporation, and the government pays off your debt for you. Also, old people, sick people having their houses taken now for medical bills. That shouldn't be allowed, but that's going on all over this country.
And the other thing is that the hallmark of these, especially the international monopoly, the companies that handle monopoly of a product, is, along with the other things that you mentioned, violence. You had Rockefeller and the South Improvement Corporation, which did that sweating of rivals. They would simply not allow rivals to exist, and if they did stay in business, they do more than simply compete with them economically. We know all about the violence that they employed with that.
Well, I mean, it goes back to Pinkerton Security, that people wouldn't sell their piece of property to the railroad. Train would pull up with a bunch of Pinkerton troops, that machine gun, men, women, and children, blow small children's heads off by the hundreds and laugh about it. And who runs the New World Order today? Security? Pinkerton. A history of slaughtering children and women and men. Great points. Yeah, the government's real nice, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenone? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
All right, we're 33 minutes into this third hour of this worldwide broadcast against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, and we're going to have time for Maggie, Rick, Bob, and Fred. That'll be it for calls, because I've got a bunch of other news I just want to at least mention and go into a little bit in detail. Organ stealing in Colorado by hospitals, coroner calling it murder, calling it homicide. We've got the new Patriot Act 2.5. New developments there in the Senate. McCain getting it passed out of committee. Very serious stuff. For the next 5 minutes or so, though, we are honored to be joined by one of our great sponsors. Comes on about once a month with us or so. He's Dave Shibley. He's the oldest continually operated dehydrated food company in the nation. I bought Storable Foods before, and I was pleased with them, but from another company. I got these, and the quality of them is just heads, tails, above the rest. It is amazing stuff. And the prices, and this is all made in America, grown in America, they can it themselves, super high quality, and there's so many reasons. The economy is imploding, regardless of what they say. There's so many dangers. They're geared up for martial law. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's an insurance policy you can eat. If in a couple of years everything's fine, eat your insurance policy. I got 2 1-year food supplies, okay, from these people. And I am so pleased. They're amazing folks. Dave Sibley, good to have you on with us.
Good. Nice to talk to you, Alex. How you been?
Good, sir. You've got your own reasons you think people ought to get prepared and have some storable foods. I mean, we buy life insurance, we buy auto insurance, house insurance. Why not have food? I mean, even in rural areas, if you don't grow all your own food, Things could break down in just a matter of days. Society could go into turmoil. Food prices could triple. This is something we've got to do.
That's exactly right. Look, case in point, the last gas shortage was caused by about a 5% disruption in flow. The world demand for oil right now is about 81 million barrels a day. The oil production globally is maxed out, and demand is going higher and higher and higher. Could you imagine if something disastrous happened? Say the terrorists shut down Saudi Arabia for 1 month. Fuel would probably go to $6-$8 a gallon. You'd be standing in line. Everything would grind to a halt.
And that's going to make food prices double.
More than double if you could get it. Back to the old saying, I'm sure everybody's heard it. If you got it, a truck brought it. Well, trucks don't run unless they have fuel.
Well, look, I'm not being gloom and doom, but folks, the government's saying we will have terror attacks before or after the election. I don't know if that's true. I know that I increased my food supply. Okay, and I'm very pleased, and you need to give Dave Sibley a call. But, Dave, what are some of the other reasons folks should get some storable foods?
Well, I've learned, it took me most of my life to figure out, to follow the money. Financially, our government's fiscal policies are retarded. They're borrowing $1 million a minute. The country's going in the hole approximately $2 billion a day. If they can keep the lid on this until after the election, there'll be no need to lie. $2 billion a day. Do you have any idea how much? You, me, and all the listeners that are listening to this program could not count that much money in a day.
And they say the high-tech layoffs are going to get seven times worse in the next 4 years. They're accelerating all of this. It's simple. How long do these storable foods last?
Properly stored, you can get 10 years out of them comfortably and beyond that.
So, again, folks, it's simple, and we're talking $1,295 for a year food supply, normally $14.95, and that's a low price, plus shipping at $12.95 and no shipping charge, folks. And the truck pulled up at my house, back right up to my garage. The nice guy unloaded it all week and a half after I ordered it. Very impressive food packages. And you guys put this together yourselves. This is all from right here in America.
All of it but the banana chips. We'd buy them here, but there's just no bananas made in this country.
That's right.
We buy them from the Philippines. We've been buying from this supplier now for a quarter of a century. So.
What about somebody that doesn't have $1,200?
We have a special. We've been noticing that. People are broke. We both know that, Alex. We have a one-month supply for two adults. That's 30 days for two adults shipped anywhere in the U.S., continental U.S., for $199.
And again, I'm going to be honest. I got a family, and I mean, we try to not buy the most expensive foods. $200 a week, conservatively, folks. I mean, it's just the food is getting more and more expensive. And imagine a month's supply for two adults for how much?
$199 shipped anywhere in the continental U.S.
I mean, come on, folks. I mean, that is a great deal. Give them a call right now, 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or ReadyReserveFoods.com and tell them Alex Jones sent you to take advantage of these specials, 1-800-453-2202. Anything else, Dave?
Living out here in Southern California, Ground Zero, where it's all happening, we're having emergency rooms going broke. They're closing them down left and right. The system is overwhelmed. The hospitals aren't getting paid. You're talking about things imploding.
I've seen stories of them shutting down the libraries.
Pardon me?
I've seen stories of them shutting down libraries.
I could go the rest of my life without a library, but I sure like having an emergency room open. Folks, it's happening. No matter who wins, we lose in this election. The numbers are so big and so, as I said before, retarded. We cannot continue what we're doing for maybe six more months if nothing happens.
Well, I mean, regardless, folks, 10-year... you know, the last 10 years, and it's a great deal. And I got two of these $1,200 packages. I mean, you cannot find a better deal. I've looked at it, and I hope you take advantage of it. Dave Sibley, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
Good to hear from you, my friend. And here's that number if you missed it, 800-453-2202. You know, I'm not into magic creams that heal everything or magic machines that heal you or UFOs or any of that. I'm into real things. The Second Amendment we defend, the national sovereignty, the family, the free flow, the free press and information, your First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. I make documentary films and write books and have websites, and we're just about information and real things. And I've gotten food from these guys, and I am extremely, extremely impressed. And I've gotten a lot of other feedback from people that have gotten from them who are impressed, too, so I'm glad to hear that. So take advantage of it. I mean, it's a good feeling to have that food. I know, a good feeling to have firearms. It's a good feeling to have water filters. It's a good feeling to have an all-terrain, you know, four-wheel drive vehicle. It's a good feeling to have places I can go to if I need to. We're not the ones saying all this bad stuff's going to happen. It's the government saying it. 1-800-453-2202. Or ReadyReserveFoods.com. All right, let's go to some calls real quick here and then back to the news. Maggie in Texas. Maggie, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Just 2 points, and I'll try to make them quick. I remember as a second or third grader learning U.S. geography out of a very old textbook that listed diamonds as a product of Arkansas right alongside aluminum ore and wristwatches.
Giant surface and deep diamond mines all over the state, one mm-hmm. gigantic, huge one that friends of our family owned, and they were forced to give it up because De Beers didn't want anybody being able to dig diamonds out of it. My dad went to college with the Bull brothers from South Africa. They were French, and he was working two jobs, one at the railroad and one as an exterminator, putting himself through dental school because his family was land rich, money poor. They could barely pay their property taxes, so they couldn't help him. I remember right at the end, even though he graduated at the top of his class, he just had to go out and get another job. And the Bull brothers, one of them hired him because in diamond business, everything's trust. That's why a lot of Jews at the low level of the diamond business are involved because it's a trust thing. They can, you know, it's a kind of a hereditary deal. They can trust each other. Well, it's the same thing. They had to find somebody they could trust. So my dad would just curry diamonds around a few times a month and get a small percentage. But, you know, he went to their house and ate dinner, and they came to our house, and, you know, some of these guys are billionaires now. But, you know, they were good friends of the family, and they would just talk about it. Oh, these, you know, the Oppenheimers, man, they sent in their troops again. You know, they're trying to do this and that. And so I knew about all of this, and now we're seeing it happen again. And those diamond mines, you know, should be sold to a private company by the government, or should be given to the people. But, no, we can't have our diamonds, just like we can't have our oil out of Alaska. Go ahead.
Yes. About 8 or 10 years ago, I finally got to the crater of diamonds, and in fact, I've made a few tourist trips there, and on one occasion, there was a kind of wild-eyed guy hanging around who didn't claim to have any financial stake in it, but insisted that that this was a real diamond mine, and it had been shut down by the De Beers, and of course, at the time, I didn't believe him, but now I'm smarter, and you're doing a really good job of informing people on everything they need to know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. Anything else?
Just that I have my grandma's diamond from 1915, and it's the only diamond I'll ever wear.
Well, God bless you. I mean, obviously, these are heirlooms, and they're
yeah.
symbols of people's love. And I'm not okay. saying diamonds are bad themselves. It's just that $5 for a one-carat diamond that I'll pay $5,000 for.
Oh, that one will be forever.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I remember when I was in the kindergarten, and I climbed up on top of the sink, got into the medicine cabinet real quick, grabbed my great-grandmother's diamond, and she was still alive at the time, and she'd given it to my mother, and I took it to school, and I gave it to a girl, and then I came home and said, I gave a girl a diamond, and my parents went to the family and said, give us that diamond back, and they said, oh, we lost it, which I'm sure was probably true, but that just shows. My parents didn't even get very mad. They'd never been really into possessions. I did get in trouble, though, that I wanted to gas the car up with the water hose, and my dad said no right around that same time. And then as soon as he turned his back, I went ahead and put the water hose in the gas tank. That didn't make my dad too happy. But that's the kind of stuff I did. He got mad at that, though, because they had one car. I remember that. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Rick in Reno. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I commend you for your work, and Miss Roberts commend you for yours and your guts.
Well, she got beat up for it, and then that's real friendly.
Now, I'd like to see her get out her film, and in order to do that, folks need to get the website address right. It's sparkle.plus. PLUS.
Yeah, her cell phone out on that boat was cracking up.
Yeah,
I missed that.
It's sparkle.plus.com.
Plus. I thought you were saying plus.
Yeah, sparkle.plus, PLUS.com.
All right.
And I have, before I go, a couple predictions for you.
Okay.
Number one, within the time it takes for folks to get her film in the mail, that's when you'll start seeing her film up on the file-sharing networks, and it'll get out to lots of people. That's prediction number one.
Absolutely.
Okay, number two, Bush can't afford another debate. I predict that that there's going to be a manufactured terror threat in St. Louis sufficient to cause them to postpone or cancel the debate.
Well, I hope you're wrong. There could be something overseas, though, so he can stand up and say, look at the bombings in Turkey, you know, when he went to England. See, I told you, and then it turned out it was the government, but so what?
I hope I'm wrong, too. And in a way, it's funny if they do manufacture a threat against St. Louis, because if you listen to Dugout Dick Cheney there in his Beltway bunker, in his spider hole hiding place, they want, the terrorists want to see Bush lose the debate and fail, and so that the supposedly weaker Kerry can get in.
Thanks for the call. I mean, I know this. They say that the terrorists attack us because they hate our freedoms, and then they're getting rid of our freedoms, so I think the terrorists would love our government. Oh, they are the terrorists, so they do love our government. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Texas. Bob, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing today?
Good.
You know that everything, there are different levels of intrigue to everything.
Yes.
Well, the money part of the diamonds is actually just one of the last layers. Diamonds have much better use in electronics. You can create electronic circuits using diamonds that cannot be destroyed by electromagnetic pulse.
I've read that on some of the submarines and some of the big command bases, they got special diamond-encrusted circuits.
And there are also indications that diamonds can be used in propulsion systems using anti-gravity. So I don't think they would want those really too much out in the public domain where people could experiment with them and find different means of propulsion, et cetera.
Yeah, I don't want a bunch of cheap diamonds for research.
Right. I think that may be one of the different, another layer to this. And the money is just one part of it. They make money off of it. They're also keeping it out of the hands of the common man for experimentation purposes.
And again, a one-carat diamond of high quality, $5. $5, folks. And you pay $5,000 for it. Unbelievable. Anything else?
No, that's. I think that's why they're keeping it out of circulation.
I hear you. Thanks, Bob. Last call I'm going to take because I got some news here. Fred in Arizona, go ahead, Fred.
Well, hi, Alex. Thanks for letting me on your show. You know, I'm really pleased to see that the video I saw advertised on your show, 911, the in plain sight. And I wondered, I've been sending that video to the families of the deceased soldiers that have died in Iraq, and I've gotten very positive results. They all thanked me for it, and, you know, they were able to understand a lot more why their loved one died. And I just wanted to ask your audience if they would send, you know, copies of that video to...
Well, I think they should send that video. It's a great video. I think they should send 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and The Masters of Terror, and George Humphrey's video. 9/11, The Great Illusion, and Eric Huffman's video as well to people.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, the military people that I'm in contact with, and this is all Air Force here in this place, they're just eating up the idea that it was a missile that hit the Pentagon, and there's no evidence, photographic evidence.
Well, yeah, they had all these video cameras on hotels and on the Pentagon aimed right at where it happened, but they won't release those videos. The FBI went to hotels and businesses and grabbed them under national security, and I've got a long tape of TV and radio interviews where locals said, I saw a small plane at high speed fly right into the building.
Yeah, the airline's cruise missile, which, by the way, that you can see a photograph of that, or anyone's listening, sort of photograph of that on the Internet. Just do a search on air launch cruise missile, and here it comes. Okay, well, thank you, Ellie.
Hey, thank you for the call, Fred. I really appreciate that. And anybody that wants my new video, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, it's an excellent new film we've made. It's 90 minutes long, 1995. You're authorized to make copies and put it on file-sharing networks, whatever, get it out to people. You can also sign up for 15 cents a day and watch it at prisonplanet.tv, as well as all my other videos, the book I wrote about 9/11, Paul Watson's book about government-sponsored terror, my weekly TV reports, all the best audio interviews I do on the radio show. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Or call toll-free to get any of my 9/11 films or any of the films I produce or any films that I carry by other great authors and researchers by going to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free. Operators are there right now. Ask them about different discounts and different packages we have. 1-888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate. Get the videos, make copies, put them on Access TV, get them out to people. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You stand in the gap. You're on the front lines. You've got the power. If you take action against evil, it can't stand. So get my videos and other videos I carry. Get them out today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back and blitz through a bunch of key news items in the final segment. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, InfoWars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Going through some of the key news, CNN coroner removing man's organs was homicide. The coroner in western Colorado, coroner said Monday that two hospitals allowed vital organs to be removed from a man before they had proven he was brain dead. So then, there you are, folks. Lawmakers weigh foreign-born as president. Senate Judiciary Committee headed up by Hatch says they need to get rid of that law, 22nd Amendment, so Arnold can be president. That's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. McCain national ID secretly passed Senate on Friday. Senator John McCain's Amendment 3807 to the 9/11 Commission's Bill S-2845 was quietly passed late Friday afternoon by unanimous consent after much of the Senate had already left the weekend. Now it's going to go to the full House. It can pass any day. Very, very serious. The U.S. confronts sudden flu vaccine shortage because it's contaminated with live virus by the big U.K. maker that supplies half the U.S., and they're saying look for the super flu to hit, and they're doing forced inoculation drills all over the country. Another hate crimes bill to muzzle Christians. This is the House of Representatives, introduced by Democrats, supported by Republicans, and it would not allow you to criticize homosexual groups, and it's been put into the Defense Authorization Bill, or H.R. 4200. See, it's all about defense, not having free speech. And inspectors conclude no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. The group hunting for banned weapons inside post-war Iraq is preparing to report that they've found no chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons, despite the neocons keep lying about that. And, hey, Mr. Skull and Bones 2, Jerry says he wants to invade Iran. Oh, they're evil. So you so-called liberals don't like Bush, but you should love Kerry then. It's like conservatives worshiping Arnold. I mean, what they stand for means nothing. It's all the R or D before their name. And these are just some of the articles that we have here. The House claims that they, you know, have crushed the military draft. They brought it up for a vote yesterday, 402-2 against it. But the draft boards have been set back up. They got a bunch of other bills introduced. We've always said they're going to try a draft after the election. That's when this is coming, not before the election. Everybody in the military has been told this is coming, and people who are currently in, who've already served their time, done their duty, are being forced to stay in. And then others are being intimidated that we'll forcibly re-up you and send you to frontline combat if you don't voluntarily sign back up, and that's admitted right out of Colorado Springs. So, again, this is all right out in the open, but they bring this up politically to kill it now, for now, to make you think they've done something. Just like last week, the House votes against the gun ban in D.C., but it means nothing because they knew it was going to fail in the Senate. Just amazing, the type of stage stuff we see going on. Oil hits $51.48, an all-time peak, and they say it could hit $60 by the end of the year. Who knows? It's up 78% from a year ago, and who knows, it may be up over 100% in the prices here very soon, and the oil companies are all making record profits, and they got plenty of oil, folks. It's just like the Diamond Cartel, like it's owned by the same people. It's a giant scam. So that's also some of the serious news and information that we have for you today. Again, we'll be back tonight from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. On the global shortwave at 3210 from 9 to midnight Central. During the day on the shortwave at 9475 and on your local AM or FM station, of course, as well as InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We've also relaunched InfoWars.net, so be sure and check that out. And I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Thank your local affiliate that carries the broadcast. Thank their sponsors. Sponsor the show. Get your station to carry more of the broadcast if we're only carrying a few hours a day. Because I know, I've listened to the other shows out there, we're hitting it harder than anybody else. We've got the focus. We've got the guest. We know the New World Order's master plan. I study this relentlessly. I worked 18 hours yesterday. I worked 16 hours the day before that. I am in this fight 110%, and I need your support out there. And I need you to spread the word and defeat the New World Order. God bless you all.